Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We are going to be joined here in a second by the man who was the offensive coordinator for the Rams' greatest show on turf. And that franchise won a Super Bowl. Oh, man, they were so good. So much fun to watch. And Mike Martz has joined us plenty of times before. And guess what? He's got a new book coming up, Third and Long. And right now, he is on the fan hotline. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Hi, Coach.
Thanks for coming on. First, let me ask you about the book before we get into anything, because I know you're going to give us great stuff when we start talking about the Browns quarterback situation. What's up with your book? How do we get it? And what's the story there?
Some people keep telling me my story is so different. I should write a book. And I said, oh, that's garbage. I'm no different than anybody else. And so I got a guy that I know real well that writes. And so we sat down and started doing this together. And it's, you know, when you do a biography, it ends up being glorifying your life, and that's not what I wanted to do. So a lot of bumps and bruises. My way through the NFL into it, there was no shortcut, that's for sure. So it's kind of fun to tell a story.
How do you do that? I mean, how many hours do you sit down before you can actually crank out a book?
Yeah.
It seems, especially, let's be honest, I mean, we talk about football, and you have great football stuff, but deep down, you come off as a super humble guy.
Well, yeah, thank you. I just, the biggest issue would be, He asks the questions. We sit down and he'll record our conversations. And we meet once a week for about 5 hours. And then he'll go back and transcribe it. And we're going chapter to chapter. Then he'll give it back to me. And I'll remember something or scratch something out. He'll go back and figure. We'll go back and forth. And we've probably got 15 to 17 chapters done now. We're about halfway through probably, or a little bit more. And I didn't want it to be sanitized. I wanted to be brutal about it, but also there's some things that you have to protect that are, you know, sensitive relationships with people and all that kind of stuff. Some things that happen, but I just want people to get a sense of, there was no shortcuts, working for free and being out of work and food stamps and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Wow.
Mike, when's the book coming out?
Hopefully it's going to get out here this spring. Okay. We'd like to have it done here by the first of the year. And then, get the right publisher and all that sort of thing. But Jim Thomas, who was the beat writer here for many years, he's a very good friend, and we became close friends. And he's the one that kind of pestered me about it. So I said, well, you know, I'm not doing anything now. Let's go ahead and do this and just see how it ends up. And I did not want to write this in the first person, but he convinced me that's the way it has to be. So, you know, it seems like it's going all right, but we'll see.
Awesome.
Well, good luck with that.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it.
Can't wait to read it.
Well, thank you.
It'll be great. So help us. Over the course of two seasons, we have a football team here who hasn't scored more than 17 points in 11 straight games. What do you do?
I think, you know, the quarterback position has always held that team hostage forever. It's just the way that's been, you know. I talk about the Bears finally getting it right with Williams and all that stuff, and they did. But they were in the same path. Even when I was there, you know, God bless him, he was a good quarterback, but he ultimately wasn't as good as quarterback as that organization needs. And I think they're in the same situation, you know, until they get it right at quarterback, until they find that guy, get him in there, I don't know if it's ever going to change much.
With the low output on offense, we're kind of wondering, all right, what can Kevin do? I know in the past you've told us that you like what he does on offense. He has everybody puzzled in town. They had a first and goal at the 3, and they didn't run the ball at all with Quinshon Judkins. Instead, you had a rookie quarterback out there, and you threw it there. You threw it 52 times. Is Kevin trying too much, Mike, to make this work? Is he trying to be creative? I would think he's in a tough spot, but I'm wondering, is he in such a tough spot he's overthinking this thing?
I don't think so. I think when you make those kinds of calls, first of all, you felt like they should run. Obviously, defense felt that way too. And I felt like when you do those things, when you make those calls, there's a message you're sending your team and the quarterback that you've got faith in him. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But you got to do that. I mean, I've done that. And when it fails, it's awful. When it's successful, it's a good call because sure. He's trying to get this guy involved and build his confidence and whatnot. And, you know, I'm doing a speaking engagement here tomorrow morning about fear of failure. And one of the things that happened when I was at the Redskins, we're 0-7. Gus Frotz, our quarterback, Hostetler's a backup, and we got Trent Green's the third quarterback. Norv and I felt he was the best. We're 0-7. We benched those guys. We go with Trent. We went 6 out of the last 9, and the 3 we lost were at the last minute, and the rest is kind of history. And it turned the whole dynamic of that team. All of a sudden, it looked like a team that wasn't any good to a real good team, and they went on to go into the playoffs the next year, and they lost the last play against Tampa, actually, in the playoffs. But the point is, it's just that one guy. You know, the energy that he brings, his personality, the confidence that it exudes, it changes the staff as well, the coaching staff. It's the whole organization. It's when people say it's the most important position in football, it's an understatement. You know, it really is. Because when you get it right, there's nothing like it. You can build around it, and you can have it for many years. And when you don't have it and you haven't had it, it's miserable.
When you see a rookie play quarterback, what do you watch? What are you looking for to know that they're getting better every week?
Yeah. I look how quick he gets the ball out and how decisive he is and how accurate he is. And if he's getting the ball out quick and he's accurate, that means he's spent a lot of time in his preparation and he has it. He gets it. This stuff with young players, sometimes it takes them 4 or 5 years, you know.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Shoot, Aaron... Rodgers, you know, he sat for 3 years before he got his chance, but he prepared. And the whole time, you got to be preparing yourself and going through this stuff. We had quarterbacks in practice would stand 15 yards back behind the quarterback and drop when he drops and mimic, you know, everything. You know, and I didn't tell them to do that. That's just what they wanted to do. Cause they're trying to get better. They're trying to get into that, you know. And preparation for quarterbacks isn't everything. It's all inclusive. I mean, I can't stress that enough. And if you're not sure, if you don't know exactly what's going on, if you don't know how to handle situations, balls, you're late with it, you're indecisive, and that's order number one. And that's why I look for young players, to see how quick they are with it, how decisive they are with it, and how they protect the ball.
Mike, we have two rookie quarterbacks here. You know, when they started this thing, you had Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco. Both have been traded. You have Dylan Gabriel, who's the first guy up. You have Shedeur Sanders waiting. If you're Kevin Stefanski, if you're any NFL head coach, how do you juggle two rookie quarterbacks?
Well, you don't worry about number two. You know, if his time comes and something happens, then you get him ready to play. But you can't juggle two quarterbacks, period. You know, I don't care whether they're vets or rookies. You just can't do it. You prepare one, you're all in on that guy and get him ready to play. That's your decision. If you start juggling two guys, what does that do to the guy that you're trying to start? You know, that's a blow to his, now he's looking over his shoulder. That's the last thing in the world you want a rookie quarterback to do, is look over his shoulder. You know, when Kurt started his first game, you know, after Trent went down, the first regular season game was against Baltimore. And in 7-on-7, his first 11 passes were in the dirt. He didn't hit anybody. Marshall stops. Hey, coach, can we start the drill over? I said, sure. He said, look, here's the deal. In front of all the players, he said, you're a quarterback, whether we win or lose, or you throw interceptions, it doesn't make any difference. You're our guy. We know how good you can be. Just go play. We got your back. And it just lifted up, and the ball didn't touch the ground after that.
Wow.
And so you have to have – you got to be all in on your guy. You can't all of a sudden say, well, we think you're good, just start, but just in case, we're going to get this guy ready. You can do that on the side, but don't make an issue with it.
Wait, what did you think of the fact that they traded within the division to send Joe Flacco to Cincinnati? There's a part of me that says, you know what, if the Browns weren't going to start him, they probably wanted to send him to a place where he could start. Unfortunately, Cincinnati, you know, we all heard what Mike Tomlin said yesterday. What did you think when they, you know, they went into this thing with two experienced quarterbacks and now they have none, and then they trade Flacco to Cincinnati? What did you think there?
I was a little surprised by it, unless they just felt like he just can't do it anymore, you know. Then if you send it to division, if you're convinced he can't do it when you're playing, he's going to prove he can't do it, you know. So that's the only thing I could think of. They just have probably were spent on him, you know. Just didn't feel like they felt like it was time to go on with the youngster and get him ready to play. That's the only reason I can think of. And I don't know if Joe's done or not. He may be, he may not be. I didn't see him play, so I really don't know. But I think at some point, you know, a guy that's 42 years old, you have to make a decision when you got a young guy that you've drafted, you know, just, you know, where they are. You got to go all in the young guy and just get him ready to play. And being in the same division or not, you know, you're just trying to help the guy because, you know, it's a loyalty issue. He's got, you know him well enough to, certainly, there's an advantage for you, too, defensively.
Mike Martz joining us, former head coach of the Rams, longtime NFL offensive coordinator. Mike, I don't know if you've had a good look at Dylan Gabriel, either in the pros or in college. If you have, your thoughts, either way, how do you coach up a quarterback who's not exactly a statue back there at 6'4", 6'5"? Instead, you have a shorter quarterback.
Well, I hadn't seen him play yet. I caught snippets of him, and I would never comment on that. I think you had to be very specific with young players about where the ball's got to go in each play, and you had to be very, very good with your game plan in terms of creating things for him so he doesn't have to decipher things, you know, go through a lot of mental gymnastics, so to speak, protect him with conservative protections, hard play actions, you know, et cetera, and give him the best opportunity for success. You know, early in the game, give him some throws right away where he's feeling pretty good about it, you know. I always felt that was really important with young quarterbacks, to come out and get the ball in the flat or a slant or something where, you know, he gets the, you know, he gets the jitters out and he gets kind of into the game. And he can manage that pretty good. You have to be real careful with the protections. You can't necessarily go back and do all the things you'd like to do, but you got to do the things that you observed of him that he, you know, he can do and help you win.
Is there a challenge to having a quarterback who's under 6 foot? I mean, does it change the way you coach? And lefty, too. I mean, there's another thing. Does that do you run different play? I mean, I'm just trying to think of, you know, is there a coaching philosophy there? Yeah.
No, I tell you, I know what you're getting at. Here's a Drew Brees would be the first guy to come to mind.
Sure.
But here's the thing with that. Their quarterbacks naturally will feel rush lanes and get the ball there instead of trying to throw over defensive linemen. And most of them are just not conscious of it. That's what you call pocket movement. You know, when you have to throw the ball in timing where it's between pass rushers and not trying to just throw it right over their helmet. Now, sometimes it happens. And you either feel that or you don't feel that. I've seen guys that were 6'4", 6'5", continually get balls batted down. And yet, you look at Drew Brees, he never got balls batted down.
It's
because
true.
And Kurt was the same way. Kurt had this uncanny ability. He'd throw sidearm. Now, there's a slant he throws in the Super Bowl against Tennessee. When you look at the end zone copy, you can see him, his arm and his helmet. You can see the pass rusher, Torrey run the slant route, and the ball comes out almost 5 feet or 4 feet off the ground, sidearm between the rush lanes. And he doesn't even see the receiver. He knows where he's supposed to be. He just flicks it in there. And had he thrown it right over the defensive line, it clearly would have been batted down. And that's just something guys feel or they don't feel. And that's what's imperative about short guys, is they've got to be able to have that feeling of anticipation and getting balls naturally through rush lanes where you're not getting things batted down all the time. That's the only thing that you have to be concerned about short guys.
Coach, as always, we are smarter when we listen to you and what you have to say, and we always appreciate your time.
Look forward to the book.
Oh, thank you. Love talking to you guys. Good luck.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.